This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the left side of the page, you'll find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media. You just heard them during the break. Go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're a first-time listener, you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to watch us live on YouTube, go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Go to the right side of the page once you click onto the video and join us on live chat. If you can't do that and you want to listen to us and you want to call in at any given time, please stick to the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we just got back from Brainerd, Minnesota, doing an event out there. Cory, Pennsylvania, up next, August 14th, we'll be on the stairs in Michigan. I'll be there with the sheriff there, and Dave Ajima, former representative in Michigan, and others. So that's up and coming, and then we'll be in Texas the following month. If at any time you want to book us, you can do that. That's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's get to it. I want you to consider the source. The same government mandating masks are now exempting themselves. Now, I want you to think about this. Again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed, some people call it the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Those that work for we the people, work for we the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. Imagine an employee coming up to you. You own the business, right? You are the government. And you have an employee come up to you and mandate something that you never delegated for them or to them to delegate. Okay? Then what they do is they exempt themselves from the very things that they mandated that you never gave them a power or authority to do so in the first place. That's exactly what's happening in America today, friends. And that's what we're going to be talking about in just a little bit. I got some audio for you. From both Mr. and Mrs. Gates today. We actually had a reporter doing her job asking serious questions to Bill Gates and then his wife, Melinda. I want you to hear from their own mouths as to what these vaccinations are aimed at. Okay? I'm going to be playing some audio for you in just a moment concerning that. And then I'm going to also play some audio that the mainstream media played today. And it's interesting because they're questioning the usefulness of a mask. You're going to be surprised. They actually blurted the truth out in their confusion today. Before we get to that stuff, friends, that content, I want you to listen to this. This is Newsweek. Republican, right? Of course, they're using Republican again versus the Democrats. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. Republican tells citizens to stop getting tested for coronavirus. He said that we were living in a dictatorship. Okay? A day before Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's face mask order went into effect, GOP Representative Nino Vitale took to Facebook to tell the people to stop getting tested. DeWine's executive order, unconstitutional though it is, which goes into effect Wednesday at 6 p.m., extends across 7 counties flagged as level 3 red for seeing spikes in positive coronavirus cases. You all know it's rigged. You folks, we played enough audio of doctors telling us what the deal is, from Ron Paul to Senator Jensen from Minnesota, and the list goes on and on, friends. Okay, all of that being ignored because it impedes the way. Okay, it stands as a rock of offense concerning their contrived false narrative. I go on. On Tuesday, Vitale asked if people are tired of living in a dictatorship yet. You see, this is what happens when you have representatives actually doing their job. The media will attack them, and this is good. But this guy's under attack for telling the people the truth of the matter, okay? Vitale said that new face covering requirements is a result of what happens when people go crazy and get tested. We found out when people get tested. Folks, Florida, 333 labs. Every single person tested came back coronavirus positive. How convenient. It's giving the government an excuse to claim something is happening that is not happening at the magnitude that they say it's happening. Vitale wrote, "Have you noticed they never talk about deaths anymore? Just cases. And they never talk about recoveries. They just keep adding to numbers that they have been feeding us from over 3 months ago." Okay? As of Tuesday, July 7th, the number of Ohioans who have died from COVID-19 was a little less than 3,000. In the 24 hours before Vitale's post to social media, 43 coronavirus deaths were reported in Ohio. I want to stop right there. This is coming from Newsweek. Okay, these are the useful idiots. Notice, I want you to pay close attention to the fact that the mainstream media is always defending what they're advocating concerning government. What did they do? He just took numbers that weren't true, this useful idiot from Newsweek, he throws them out there. He wants to what? He wants to browbeat Vitale for telling you the truth by giving you some contrived numbers or manufactured numbers or rigged numbers when it comes to coronavirus. Why are they defending the narrative? I thought the purpose of journalists was to actually report the truth, pro or con, when it comes to government. I thought it was their perspective, their objective, friends, to actually put into question what's happening unconstitutionally. See, the problem is that we have today is they're not hired to play the journalist. They're hired to read the teleprompter and do what they're told concerning one of the six corporations that owns the media on a global basis. Hey, friends, you have good government standing up right now, and you have one in Ohio, and you need to get behind him because you have the mainstream media attempting to browbeat him into submission, and I highly doubt he is browbeaten in any sense of the word. If he's like me, it only encourages me to dig in all the more. And it causes me to be all the more determined to right the wrongs. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is the radio show, friends, where we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. I want to go to the next point. I was just talking about how, friends, you have a representative in the state of Ohio that is calling the governor a dictator. And he's talking to the people across the country. He's standing up and saying, I'm willing to tell you what they're not telling you. But we're going to know who's telling you what they know in just a couple moments, friends, concerning the topic of the show today. I want to get to the next one. I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? Georgia governor bans cities from ordering people to wear face masks. Does that work for the agenda? Absolutely not. We have in Georgia, Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp is explicitly banning Georgia's cities and counties from ordering people to wear masks in public places. Now, I know that the media wants you to believe that everybody's going along with this, but I am telling you, friends, from firsthand experience, more are not going along than are going along, than that are going along with it, friends. Okay? Keep in mind, you have several governors, nine governors, across the United States of America that are saying no to the federal government and them attempting to usurp state rights. That's exactly what's happening here, friends, namely the 10th Amendment and the 4th Amendment, okay? You have governors all over the country. You have sheriffs all over the country. You have mayors all over the country. The ones that you haven't heard from, friends. The media means to omit them because they're standing in defiance to tyranny that's taking place today, okay? Just for the record. But this is the voice they don't want you to hear. Governors, representatives are standing up against the lies and they're calling them out for who they really are. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp voided orders on Wednesday that at least 15 local governments across the state had adopted, even though Kemp had earlier said cities and counties had no power to order masks during the coronavirus pandemic. Did you hear what he said? They have no power to order you to wear a mask. It's like Tim Walz, this dictator wannabe in the state of Minnesota, friends. He comes out, he said it's voluntary compliance concerning the mask with another executive order. And then out of the other side of his mouth, what does he say? But if you don't comply, then we don't want to make you a criminal. That's exactly what this is about, friends, for the record. We don't want to make you a criminal, but if you don't comply, you may get a $100 fine. And if you're a business, you may get a $1,000 fine. I got a question for everybody listening to me right now. What law are they going to enforce? Ones they made up, no doubt, because it's not in state statute. Folks, concerning Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota, the Senate, the representatives have been saying and declaring to the people in this state that this governor is acting all by himself. And here you have 5.4 million people in my state alone, and yet how many people does he have going along with the false contrived narrative that they themselves have created? Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Read John 8:44. Folks, there's no truth in these people. Listen to what the governor said again, okay? Georgia Governor Brian Kemp earlier said that cities and counties had no power to order masks during the coronavirus pandemic. It's not there. So why are people complying? Because they're sheep. They're ignorant sheep, okay? Just hold on. At the end of the show, I'm going to sew all this together by the help of the Holy Ghost, okay? We're going to go to the next point. So what does the media do? What they always do. When anybody stands up, what do? They want the rest of those that are actually taking the time to read their propaganda to believe the things that they have to say. What are you talking about? Well, I kind of tipped into this just a little bit yesterday. Narcissists and psychopaths are more likely to refuse wearing masks, says new research. Okay, wait a second. So people have time on their hands to research what type of people are refusing to wear masks. Okay, what about those that are telling us the truth in government? Well, they must be narcissists and psychopaths. What about all the doctors and the hundreds of thousands of them on a global scale? Well, according to the useful idiots at Newsweek, friends, you must be a narcissist and a psychopath. This is all they can revert to, friends. Why? Because they don't have the law on their side. This useful idiot's name is Andrew Whalen, by the way. Andrew Whalen, the useful idiot from Newsweek, is basically sharing results from some research group that declares that people that refuse to wear masks are narcissists and psychopaths. Two recent studies looked at the relationship between personality traits and reactions to restrictions put into place to slow the spread of a created scenario, coronavirus and COVID-19. Researchers found that people possessing so-called dark traits, right? That's what it says. Narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism were likely to comply with restrictions or engage in preventive measures against the pandemic. However, researchers also emphasized the small role personality traits have in the overall response to the pandemic restrictions, like face mask mandates and social distancing requirements. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I know who I am now. Because I have this useful idiot working for Newsweek, Andrew Whalen, telling me who I am because I'm obeying the laws of the land. He's not calling out the tyrants that are overreaching. He's not calling out the tyrants that are operating out of their scope of authority. He hasn't taken the time to realize that there is no such law to enforce against somebody or mandate to enforce against the very people that they serve. As I started the show off earlier, friends, we don't work for them. They work for us. Oh, wait a second, friends. It gets better than that. Hey, Judah, can you do me a favor? This is the mainstream media, the one in the middle. This is the mainstream media calling out, telling you the truth in their confusion, and I want you to listen to the whole of it, to this up-and-coming heartbreak, okay? And then I'm going to come back, and we're going to hit our topic. Listen to this, friends.
coronavirus emergency, and a reality check on how concerned you should be and what you should really do to protect yourself and your family. We're seeing a rush to buy those face masks, and TJ Holmes is here with more on that. Good morning, TJ.
All right, let me try to make it plain here, Stray. I have one surgical face mask here between the two of us, between me and Tom. He's sick, I'm not. Who should get the mask? Well, your natural instinct is to say, give me that mask. I don't want to catch what he has, but I should be begging him to wear it, because him, the sick person wearing it, better protects me, the healthy person, as if I were wearing it myself. So all these masks are floating around out there. Which ones do health officials say you should use? None of them.
As coronavirus fears sweep the country, many are turning to protective face masks, hoping to keep the germs away. Gwyneth Paltrow, Selena Gomez, and Kate Hudson among those posting pictures of their face coverings while traveling. But not all masks are created equal. And the surgical face masks that many people are turning to for protection from coronavirus likely won't protect you, according to health officials. These types of masks instead are recommended for people who are already sick, because they're designed to prevent a person from spreading germs from sneezing and coughing. But there's another type of mask called an N95 respirator mask, which the FDA says has a very efficient filtration, keeping out 95% of airborne particles. But health officials only recommend these for healthcare professionals who are in constant contact with sick patients.
I think people see a mask and they see an illusion of protection, that if they put the mask on, it'll somehow block viruses from getting into their mouth or nose when they breathe. That's just not the case. Anyone who does not have a respiratory illness, meaning a cough or a sneezing, should not be wearing any type of mask, whether it's a surgical mask or a respirator.
But that hasn't stopped the public from buying up masks. Stores and websites sold out. ABC News gaining exclusive access inside this 3M factory in South Dakota, where they're working around the clock to meet demand. Amazon even reportedly warning third-party retailers that are taking advantage of this mask hysteria, raising prices by more than 400%. Health officials are preparing for a potential shortage.
The masks should be for the healthcare workers. The public should not be buying masks.
And believe it or not, by wearing a mask, you could be putting yourself at even more risk.
People do mainstream not use media their masks correctly. They play with it. They wear it too long. They rub their nose underneath it.
You hear that, folks? You could be making it worse by wearing a mask, putting yourself at greater risk, because what do you do all day? You're doing exactly what they tell you not to do. You're touching your face all day and getting sick. Let's put this graphic up. It got a lot of attention. People had a lot of fun with it, but it's from the CDC. It's an official graphic from the CDC that shows all these different facial hair styles and telling men how this could actually keep you from wearing your respirator correctly. I mean, there's a side whiskers, a mutton chops, a Zorro style, a soul patch. They have all this. But, folks, this was put out years ago.
Okay,
this
so you're getting a little from the mainstream media, friends, where you got some people on the inside getting the truth out that we all need to hear. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Lord's going to see to it, and there you have it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll play some Bill and Melinda Gates for you. 1-866-582-9933.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
4 million COVID-19 cases in the U.S. That milestone was surpassed yesterday as hundreds of thousands seek unemployment, as Congress debates another aid package, and cases surge in the South and parts of the West. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is warning 11 major cities to take immediate action.
It's called that everybody is following this and making sure they're being aggressive about mitigation efforts.
Florida reported this morning more than 402,000 cases, with an average of 10,700 cases per day over the last 7 days. The news comes as Governor Ron DeSantis suggested conditions in his state were improving. The mayors of the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County are urging residents to wear a mask in their homes to cut the spread of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida man faces felony charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a shopper at Walmart who asked him to wear a mask. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department says 28-year-old Vincent Scavetta was charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and improper exhibition of a firearm after the July 12th incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, friends, we spend a lot of time on doing these little exposés. Why? Because it's the one point that they are driving. Fight. If you want to, hey, folks, those that want to fight with fire, we got to fight back with fire. We got to take it to the very point that they're at, what they mean to push forward, because if you don't, they're going to ride roughshod right over the top of you. Okay? Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is merely flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point. Folks, we need to remember what's in front of us right now. And once we deal with it, friends, and we win the day in Jesus' name, guess what? We don't have to really worry about what they're going to do next unless they have another lesson to learn. We're the ones that need to set that precedent. We're called to be the church. Speaking of the church, when you go over to 1 John 4, it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Those that believe and those that don't believe. Okay? Then he says, it's a spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore, or whereof, you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. He said, you are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hateth them. Christians should know exactly what's going on here right now. Well, why do you say that? Well, I say that, friends, for the very purpose that we're supposed to know the voice of the Good Shepherd. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, right? No man is able then to snatch them out of my Father's hand.
So we know the voice of the shepherd. That's the voice that we should be following in this world. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this, countering that. John 10:5 tells us what? And a stranger they will not follow. They'll know what the stranger is doing. What does he do? John 10:10. The stranger, the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? The voice of the narrative is to do just that. To steal, kill, and destroy. And it should show you who they're working for, and you should know the difference by knowing the Word of God, the voice of the Good Shepherd, from the stranger that we're not to follow. Okay? There's no reason people are confused about what's going on here. The truth is right in front of our faces. We don't need more because it's right there, and we have plenty of it. Our cup overflows with information countering the lying narrative. And you can see him pushing hard back on the American people today, saying, hey, every commercial, friends, they're inundating you with more lies, and now they're continuously rigging in manufacturing, friends, these deaths. Why? Because they want to drive you through fear. I want to say this one more time, and I'm going to take this phone call from Nebraska. These are the same people that are saying that we're doing this for your good. I just want you to think about, okay? The government's doing it for our good, okay? These are the same people caught in scandal after scandal, lie after lie. What we do know is they are the ones that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent of the baby in the womb. By the way, Bill Gates' daddy and mommy ran Planned Parenthood. He's the one that wants to depopulate it, and he's the one funneling the money through the useful idiots and the corrupt politicians that you are, for some reason or another, led to believe that they're to represent you. They're not representing you. They're representing Bill Gates. And we see it through this administration, who now takes a picture of himself with the mask on. Now he's coming out, Donald Trump is, and saying that he's willing to take the vaccination. Okay. Good enough. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. I got Brian calling from Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Brian. What say you, my friend?
I say, where's all the dead homeless people? Why aren't you hearing this on the media? These people are the higher at risk, and yet we don't hear anything. And also, how do we sue our government in this? How do we get a class action lawsuit filed against our local state and federal entities?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's a good question. I know the answer. It's a long answer, but here's the gist of it. The power belongs to the people. I continuously reference, Brian, Article 2, Section 4. I continuously reference the fact that even if they get busted lying to you one time, the people have the power to impeach. That's Article 2, Section 4. Then you go over to Article 1, Section 3, where it says whence they are impeached, then you are to prosecute them. Okay? That's the business, and that responsibility falls to the American people to do what they're not willing to do. Now, the impeachment process, I can run you through it tomorrow, but for the sake of sticking to what I have to do today, Brian, I'll get to it either tomorrow's Saturday. I have 2 hours. You have my word, my friend. I will give you the rundown on impeachment. It really comes to the point where the people have to stand up and take their government back from these dictators, because that's exactly what they are. They're working for special interest groups, as you're about to see in just a couple minutes here. I'll give you the last 30 seconds, Brian.
I think that we need to have our elected officials sue them for malfeasance. They're not doing what they're saying. They're lies. They're bought off by corporations. My opinion, we don't have a government. We've got a corporation running our lives, and
a fascist state. Exactly. Well, really what it comes down to, if you want to get to the nitty-gritty on this, where the rubber meets the road, they are really, truly committing the act of treason, because they're working against the people. They're attempting to cause the people to submit to who they're working for. And there's no question. And by the way, it is foreign to the U.S. Constitution at every given step. Thank you for the call, Brian, from Nebraska. Again, for the sake of time, let me get to this, because I got some audio I need to play for you. I want to get to our topic, and here we go. Consider the source. D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers and government employees from new mask mandate. When are Americans going to learn? Now, listen to what Walter Lippmann said. He said, ours is a problem in which deception has become organized and strong, where truth is poisoned at its very source, one in which the skill of the shrewdest brains is devoted to misleading a bewildered people. Folks, what's behind all that? A conspiracy. You can always identify conspiracy, friends, by the confusion that is around it. And there's nothing but confusion and bewilderment concerning and when it comes to the American people today as the coronavirus is being played out 24/7. Folks, they are pouring it on upon you. Now they're calling it the second wave, by the way. And it's interesting to note, friends, they are relentless in their efforts. And it's time for Americans today to lawfully stand up and defy. Now, I want to give you a couple examples as to what I'm talking about here. Do you remember Obamacare and how they attempted to implement that unconstitutional mandate, Article 1, Section 7 of the U.S. Constitution? Did you know that they exempted themselves from their own mandates? Remember how they drove that out to the whole criminal administration of the sodomite foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama? Remember, it was all about Obamacare. Well, did you know that it started out as Romneycare? And isn't it interesting, they put Romney, Mitt Romney, as an opponent to Barack Hussein Obama, and the said Republicans and professed Christians and conservatives in America drank the Kool-Aid because they didn't realize, as they're talking bad about Barack Hussein Obama and Obamacare, that Romneycare, Mitt Romney, was actually the one that implemented the program in the very first place. And they fell for it. This is how ignorant the American people have become. But you remember Romneycare, and then it became Obamacare, and then the Affordable Care Act, whatever order you want to put it in. You remember when this all transpired? By the way, read Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. I want to remind you people that act in such a fashion, your hypocrisy is going to catch up to you. It's a law unto itself. You reap what you sow, okay? And in this particular context of Scripture, keep in mind, this is Jesus woeing the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. But when this all came out concerning Obamacare, they exempted themselves from their own mandates. These are your employees. Did you know that let me say it this way. In other words, what they're saying, what applies to you because we said so, said the employee, it doesn't apply to us, boss. It applies to you. That's exactly what's happening. Friends, they have it backwards. Read Isaiah 59. As a matter of fact, I want to go to the architect of Romneycare, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, just to show you how you're being played again today by the same people. Okay, by the powers that are tolerated. Listen carefully. This is the architect of Romneycare, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Listen to what he said. Jonathan Gruber said, the lack of transparency, of telling you the truth, is a huge political advantage. He said, call it stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for this thing to pass. Did you hear what he said? He went on to say, P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. This is what, folks, you have been conditioned to make fun of these stupid politicians. These stupid criminal politicians are, in fact, laughing at you. You better understand. Again, we're doing this to ourselves, Numbers 32:23. Everybody. The good, bad, the ugly. We're doing it to ourselves because this judgment that God is raining down upon America applies to every single one of us that are not in Christ. And to those that are in Christ, remember, Noah, judgment floated his boat when it began to rain, but it destroyed the disobedient. Let's put that into perspective. I'm going to come right back to this, friends. Consider the source. D.C. mayor exempts lawmaker and government employees from new mask mandate. Again, my question to you is, when are Americans going to learn the lesson? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Joined on live chat, they're saying, Bradley, you have too much fun. I have to stay on top of this. Romans 8:37. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat if you want to call in. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We have you for 2 hours tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard on GC Genesis Communication Networks here. So with that said, let's keep rocking this thing. I want to play a little audio for you, which it just kind of it blends right in with this conversation. Judah, go ahead and play Bill Gates being interviewed by this reporter that was actually asking some real questions. Go for it.
Well, I want to ask you, you mentioned side effects. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators.
Yeah.
And their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. And you know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so you know, to get the some of the other vaccines were able to go with lower doses to get responses that were pretty high, including the the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them.
You know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think will do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
How many doses of the vaccine will we need?
Well, none of the vaccines at this point appear like they'll work with a single dose. That was the hope at the very beginning.
Whoa!
Maybe one of them, particularly in the second generation, won't surprise us. We hope just two,
although
in the elderly, sometimes it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly people in the trial will give us that data.
Hey, folks, I got a question for you.
More than 7 billion doses.
I got a question for you. 7 billion doses they're making. This is the guy that wants to depopulate the world. I got one question for you. Since when did Bill Gates get voted into office? Number one. Number two, actually, I should do it the other way around. Number one, since when did Bill Gates become a doctor? And who empowered him and employed him to look out for the good of the rest of us? His daddy, remember, oversaw Planned Parenthood. He himself wants to depopulate the globe. Since when, folks, if I impersonated a doctor, I could get in trouble. But I guess not when you have money, because money answereth all matters. Are you going to allow that one to get, are you going to give that one a pass, America? Since when did he become a doctor? Since when did he become, friends, a public representative of the people in this country? He never has. So why is he there? Why all the mainstream media airtime in favor of his political agenda? Why is the president of the... Maybe this is how you make America again, great again, is you just give him over to a person that wants to depopulate and help him along in his agenda. Well, after all, I'm getting paid. It doesn't affect me. Remember, on Fox News, friends, just yesterday, Donald Trump said that he would take the vaccination. Nobody was talking about vaccinations. I thought we were just talking about masks. Okay? Who's all this aimed at? This is Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Listen carefully.
And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders and African leaders and others in Southeast Asia, to make sure there's a purchasing fund that can pull that vaccine through when it's available and get it out in wide-scale distribution.
Whoa! So the message is if I have money, I can do whatever I want with those politicians in America. That's exactly what they're saying, because it's exactly what they're doing. Who's Planned Parenthood aimed at? The blacks and the Hispanics. Daddy Gates ran Planned Parenthood. What did Melinda Gates just say? Who needs to be vaccinated in America? The blacks and the Native Americans. Folks, they're telling you exactly what they're doing. Action speaks louder than words, and look what they're doing. Look what they're doing. Let's go back to this. Consider the source. D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers and government employees from new mask mandates. Okay? I just showed you how they did the whole Obamacare thing. They mandated your employees, mandated that their employers, you and me, we have to have Obamacare. Or if you don't, the IRS is going to come after you. Right? Hello? Remember all this, friends? Okay? Now what do we have? Well, we found out what was the pill in that jam. Okay? It didn't apply to them. It just applied to us. Right? And Mr. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. By the way, it's now called the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump, for the record. Okay? They're hoping that you just follow his lead
And again, they just hope that the American people submit themselves to their deceptions. Read Ephesians 14. Now we have that same government and its minions, Isaiah 28, verse 18, convincing the people to legally, illegally be quarantined while simultaneously shutting down their businesses, believe it or not. Businesses, might I add, that have gone under in the millions. However, as I shared with you last week, somehow or another, it doesn't apply to themselves. Remember the governor from California, that dictator that's being defied right now by the churches? Praise God for every one of you, right? Remember, he kept his winery open while he mandated everybody else to shut theirs down. See how it applies to us, but it doesn't apply to them? Folks, everything they're doing is based on a contrived narrative, a false narrative. Now we have the states across the country, not all, issuing unlawful edicts that mandate Americans to wear masks, which in the end is merely a sign of submission to the tyrants. 94:20, Psalms, read it. Listen to this. FreeBacon.com reported, D.C. exempts lawmakers, government employees from new mask order. Really? Folks, the burden of proof falls to them, not me and you. You know who's enforcing their unlawful edicts? Businesses. Why are they doing that? Because they want us to fight among ourselves. Folks, when they create wars, is it them and their families that go to war? Nope, it's you and your families that go to war. You have it completely upside down. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser issued a universal masking order for her city Wednesday, but exempted lawmakers, judges, and federal government employees. So instead of the American people asking her where that law could be found in the U.S. Constitution in the confines within, they just went along with it. And once the people went along with it, she then looked at her buddies that knew all the well as to what was going on behind the scenes, that there is no risk, right? She says, let's just go ahead and exempt ourselves from it. They just told you that this coronavirus is a hoax. That's what they told you. If they're exempted, why would they want to be exempted? Just like I said to you yesterday, you don't have to tell people what to do when it comes to the right thing. But the government is, by forced compliance, making you do which doesn't apply to themselves. Baloney. The order mandates the wearing of a mask in all indoor and outdoor settings where social distancing cannot be observed. No other designated profession is exempt from wearing a mask except when a piece of work equipment would be precluded in the mask use. Consequences for ignoring the order include fines of up to $1,000. The mayor's office did not respond to a request for comment. They're doing this all by force. How do I end that? Hey, friends. So when they were asked and someone is bringing the question to them, they haven't responded. Is that American government? Have they forgotten their place? Oh, you know they have. And I'm not talking, folks, we've been talking about good government. We love every one of them, and we're going to stand with every one of them. We're talking about the small minority, the little leaven that leavens the whole lump that needs to be lawfully dealt with. People are, hey, folks, the tone and the voice of the American people is changing. It's getting more extreme because they feel the oppression coming from a government that's to uphold the law, to support the Constitution, not to tear it down in hopes of recreating it to look like a new order. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, talking 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.